हेलो, हाय एंड नमस्कार टू ऑल. नाउ अंडर डिस्टेंस लर्निंग प्रोग्राम, टुडे वी विल कंप्लीट द लास्ट मॉड्यूल ऑफ सीक्वेंसेस एंड सीरीज. अंडर द कंटेंट्स वी हैव नाइन सब पार्ट्स एंड टुडे वी विल कंप्लीट सेवन, एट एंड नाइन्थ पार्ट. इन सेवेंथ it is geometric progression. As we discussed, here quotient is same, constant. In the example of presentation, you can look the sequence given as 1, 1, 1, 1. So here quotient will be 1 only. Because second term by first term, 1. Third by second, again 1. Fourth by third, again 1. So that constant is 1. Now look on second example in the presentation. 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. Two times. So that is quotient, 2 times, 2. And it is constant. This constant quotient is known as common ratio for geometric progression, and it is represented by small r. And generally, first term is denoted by small a. So, to get next term, simply we are multiplying r only. First term is a, then second term will be a into r. Third will be a into r, one more. So ar square. Next will be ar cube. Next ar to the power 4. So based on this order, we can find the general term of geometric progression. And based on the order, the general term an equals to a into r to the power n minus 1. So if someone is asking what is the seventh term, a into r to the power 6. What is the 13th term, 13th, a into r to the power 12. So here also in r to the power 1 less. Now for sum of n terms, here sum of n terms depends upon the value of r. If r equal to 1, that means all the terms of GP will be same. If first term is a, then second will also be a, third is also a. So sum a plus a plus a plus n times. Sum will be n into a. If r not equal to 1, in that condition either it will be less than 1 or more than 1, two conditions. So first we are discussing about if it is not equal to 1, then the sum of n terms Sn equals to a into 1 minus r to the power n divided by 1 minus r. And this Sn, if n tends to infinity, for infinity terms, if r is more than 1, then S infinity will be infinity only. But if r is less than 1, in that condition, S infinity equals to a by 1 minus r. Because for r less than 1, r to the power infinity tends to 0. So S infinity equals to a by 1 minus r if r less than 1. That is only the condition. Now next is our geometric mean. To find one geometric mean, It is the square root of the product of that two numbers. Find the geometric mean of 2 and 4. Then a square root of 2 into 4, a square root of 8 will be the geometric mean of 2 and 4. For one geometric mean, directly we can use a square root of product of the numbers. And for many geometric mean, again we have to do the same. Including that two numbers will have n plus 2. And based on n plus 2 numbers, we can find first r, common ratio. And after getting the value of r, easily we can get the second term, third term, fourth term. And the last topic is relationship between arithmetic mean and geometric mean. If capital A is arithmetic mean and capital G is geometric mean of two given positive real numbers, then we have the formula for arithmetic mean and geometric mean, which are a plus b by 2 and root of a into b. Using the formula, we can get the result for a minus g. Arithmetic mean minus geometric mean will always greater than equal to 0, which shows a will always greater than equal to g. Only in some manners it will be equal, but in many cases, most of the cases, a will be greater than g. So this is the relation, a greater than equal to g. So this is the completion of our chapter, sequences and series, and we hope you will do best in your examination under this chapter. Thank you.